Governor LePage has long been an outspoken critic of the voter-approved law that allows for the adult use and sale of marijuana. Now lawmakers charged with drafting a bill that will help set up licensing, taxation, and public safety rules worry the governor won't lift a finger to implement it. Steve Missler has more.
The LePage administration has been conspicuously absent from the bill drafting process for the past 9 months. Recently, lawmakers worry the administration planned to block the bill when they couldn't get guidance from Maine Revenue Services about setting up a sales tax framework. This week, those concerns were amplified as lawmakers put the final touches on a bill that could be voted by the full legislature in October. Democratic Representative Teresa Peirce said governors in other states opposed legalizing marijuana, but they implemented the law once voters passed it.
And I find it, I'll say it, appalling that we have heard that this might not be acted upon and that they're not doing their job that they've been elected to do and are paid to do. And it is wildly frustrating to have worked 9 months on something and know that that might be the outcome.
So far, the LePage administration's intentions are a mystery. The governor's office routinely ignores press inquiries, and it didn't respond to questions by airtime on Thursday. But speculation is growing that the administration won't initiate the rulemaking process once, and if, the committee bill passes the legislature. Members of the committee openly wondered if they could force the administration to act. But the marijuana law is set up in such a way that final rulemaking for policies such as licensing retailers and cultivators falls to the state bureaucracy. And as governor, LePage is in control. Republican State Senator Roger Cates says he's considered the potential that LePage's allies in the House will block the bill, or that the governor will refuse to implement it.
I think that the message to our colleagues is going to be, you can vote, you get a choice, you can vote for a reasonable bill, or you can vote for chaos. And that's going to be the same thing on with respect to implementation.
The committee voted 13-2 to pass a final bill on Thursday. It prohibits the drive-up and internet sales of marijuana. There's also a new residency requirement of 2 years to obtain a retail or cultivator's license, a move designed to give Maine medical marijuana providers a leg up in the recreational market. And there's a new tax structure. The tax on retail sales will adhere to what voters passed in November, 10%. But there will also be a 10% excise tax on wholesale sales between cultivators and retailers based on weight. Additionally, the bill gives a 5% slice of the tax revenue to municipalities that allow retail or growing operations. Where LePage stands on any of those initiatives is unclear. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.